This podcast is brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. Bangalee from the Serendipity series. Farther than far, in the middle of a crystal sea, is the fantasy island called Serendipity. On the southern side of the island, in a dirty corner of an odd little meadow, stands a jumbled pile of rocks and rubble called the Castle Junk. It is appropriately named, for all around the castle is junk of every sort. There are worn tires and discarded tin cans, bottles and bells, and an old dented pan. Inside this castle of rust and ruin live furry creatures called dirty little critters. A dirty little critter was nothing more than little fur balls with arms, legs, and big fat feet. They didn't do much. They weren't bakers. They weren't builders or any other sort of worker. They spent their days eating, sleeping, and playing games, none of which they did very well. What dirty little critters did best was to be messy. If there was something in their hands that was used or worn out, they would simply toss it on the floor. Critters never washed their faces, and you could always find their clothes in the strangest of places. Dirty little critters were captains of a ship called Litter in a sea of junk. Day in and day out, dirty little critters would move about the castle, littering here and littering there. They would drop candy wrappers, bottles, and junk anywhere they happened to be. Because of the junk lying around, never a day would go by without one of the little critters slipping or tripping over something in the halls. Fortunately, they would usually end up falling on a pile of dirty clothes and never really hurt themselves. In the middle of the castle junk, there was one room that was sparkling clean. It was here that the cleanest of all the critters lived, a gentle little critter called Bangalee. Bangalee was short and furry just like the other critters. But that is where the similarities ended, for Bangalee was as clean could be. His face was always neatly combed, and his feet and hands were clean to the bone. His bed was always made, and his toys were always picked up. He was cleaner than clean, neater than neat. He was most unlike the dirty little critters. Every morning before breakfast, Bangalee would clean his room. He would make his bed and dust every nook and cranny. He would wash the windows, wash the walls, and sometimes even vacuum the hall. Bangalee was so clean and so organized that he was the only creature in the whole world that could always find that one dirty spot that was always missed. Bangalee was a clean machine. The dirty little critters didn't think much of Bangalee, the clean machine. In fact, they thought something was very, very wrong with him. He never littered, and he was always cleaning. No matter where he went, he would polish the lamps, clean the chairs, wipe the windows, and wash the stairs. "Hey, clean this," they would tease as they walked by, littering this, that, and everything. And poor Bangalee would start cleaning the castle all over again. Bangalee became so frustrated that one day he stood on a barrel in the middle of the castle and tried to talk to the others. "Critters," he said, "wouldn't it be nice to live in a nice, clean castle?" "No," they muttered, "junk and dirt is good." "Yeah, dirt, yay, junk," they shouted. And with that, the little grubby group went on its way, leaving Bangalee a bigger mess than when he had started. Things would have gone on this way forever had it not been for the Grunk. The Grunk was a monstrous beast that ate only junk and garbage. He would munch a lunch of litter and such, and then sneak a snack of an old wooden crutch. Truly, the Grunk was the king of junk and things not put away. And since Castle Junk was the messiest place around, it was only natural that the Grunk would go there for a gigantic garbage feast. When the critters first caught sight of the Grunk, they ran inside and quickly tried to raise the drawbridge, but there was so much stuff not put away, they could only get it closed halfway. Fortunately, there were so many toys and things littered outside that the Grunk began to eat those first. He ate some tires that had sat there so long, and he even ate a bell that had lost its gong. "Oh, what are we going to do?" they cried. "The castle is a mess. Nothing is put away. The Grunk will eat us out of house and home." They began running here and there, looking for some place to hide. But no matter where they looked, there were toys, garbage, and litter. There was no place to hide, for every place had something the grunk would eat. "All is lost," they cried. "We're going to lose all of our toys." "Wait, wait," said Bangley. "There is a way to save the castle from the grunk." Eagerly, the dirty little critters all gathered around. "The only thing the grunk wants to eat is junk. If we clean up our rooms, pick up our toys, then he will have no reason to come inside the castle. We will all be safe." "You mean put away our toys?" they gulped. "Hang up our clothes? Actually clean the castle junk?" "Yes," said Bangley. "That is the only way." Well, the critters reluctantly agreed and set out to clean the castle. They picked up the papers, the bottles, the cans that were lying on the ground, and even washed the walls that were filthy, dirty brown. They picked up the toys and their brooms and hung up their clothes. They then washed off the street by using a hose. Finally, there wasn't a speck of garbage or litter left in the castle, and the toys had all been put away. For the first time in many, many years, castle junk was clean. In the by and by, the grunk ate all the litter, toys, and junk that had been scattered outside. He ate litter, rags, newspapers, all, while he even ate an old rubber ball. When he'd eaten the grounds clean, he sniffed the air. Slurf, slurf. There was no scent of junk or litter. The castle smelled clean as clean could be. Rudely, with a belch and a burp, the grunk lumbered from the castle in search of more garbage, toys, and junk. The critters all shouted and cheered as the grunk went away, and the grunk disappeared. Then the dirty little critters stopped and looked around. The castle was so clean that they felt even dirtier than they were. "Well, if the castle can look so good after being cleaned up, maybe if you all took a bath, you could feel just as good," suggested Bangley. So all the critters, from the very old to the very young, took a hot, soapy bath. They combed their hair, they brushed their teeth, they got cleaner than clean, just like Bangley. And you know, it felt pretty good indeed. To this very day, castle junk is clean, and the junky old grunk has never been seen. So, if your room is messy and cluttered with lots of junk, best pick up all your clothes and toys, best look out. Because here comes the grunk. This PodKidcast was brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com, where all of his stories are stored.